countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
But first, we're into February and there's a touch of spring in the air, and with restrictions lifted, farm walks have also resumed in many parts of the country. Now, by going on one of these farm walks, you meet some like-minded farmers, you see how another farmer runs their business, you might even pick up a few ideas to bring back to the home farm. Well, Hannah Quinn Mulligan joined one of these walks on a dairy farm in County Wexford this week. There are only around 60 organic dairy farmers in the country out of 18,000, and this farm is one of only 11 dairy farms to begin the transition to organic production over the last 12 months. The farm manager is Kevin O'Hanlon. He was guiding the walk, and Hannah began by speaking to the farmer, Marie Pascal, on her decision to switch to organic production.
It's a beautiful sunny day in Wexford. We're overlooked by the Blackstairs Mountains. The crowd of farmers have just pulled away, and I'm here with the owner, Marie Pascal. Marie, you studied agriculture. That's where you met your husband, John. Sadly and tragically, John passed away a number of years ago, and you talked about how converting the farm to organic was part of honouring his legacy.
Yes, so John died 7 years ago, unfortunately, and he was a very, very good farmer. He was always very careful, like he was very conscious of the farm, carbon footprint. He actually planted a forest, you see at the bottom of the farm there. But he was also, basically he had a plan. So, before he died, he had a plan to basically double the number of cows, because that's when the milk quotas, went. He died just before that. So we very much followed his plan, and it was working well. But then, I looked back and I was there, and it does take a few years, after John died. It took me a while to, take ownership of this farm and kind of say, well, now, what do we want to do? Kevin and myself, what do we want to do with this farm? Where do we want to take it? What's the future? What do I want to leave to my kids and, maybe grandchildren in the future? And what I saw was that, we were basically buying in more fertilizer to sustain more cows. We were buying as well more meal, to sustain more cows, sustain double the number of cows. The milk price was actually justifying it financially. But that just thought, again, this is not sustainable, this is not going to work, and the carbon footprint actually was therefore going worse. And that really got me down, and I was thinking, this is not the way we need to go as a citizen, as people. So that's where, I talked with Kevin about it. We had talked about organic before, and I talked to him about it again, and he was completely for it. So, oh, I'd love to do that. If you give me the go-ahead, I'd love to do that. And you kind of find, like, when you're going the organic way, the environmental aspect is absolutely brilliant. We have so much, life coming back into the soil. Now, we always kept our hedges. John was very, very attached to our hedges. The hedges in Ireland are absolutely gorgeous. There's so much, they're so wide, they're so old. There is so much life in there. But for example, you can see with trees in the hedges, but we've decided we can let more trees grow. It's just about kind of taking a step back and saying, well, we can let the hedges grow a lot more. We don't have to cut them so often. So there's certain things that you just learn. And then we've done farm walks on other farms and you pick up stuff. You say, well, that's the way they're doing it. Why not? Yeah. Kevin has done an awful lot of asking other farmers, going on to, watching YouTube videos, going into Facebook groups and learning an awful lot.
Yeah, I love the passion in your voice as well. It's fantastic. So thank you very much. We'll catch up with the rest of
Yes, them. You're welcome. Thanks very much.
Caught up with some of the farmers on the walk. Can you just tell me, what was your interest? Why did you come here today?
From the use of fertilisers, we're not big users of sprays. If it benefits my pocket, then it benefits the environment. It's a win-win for everyone.
And yourself, why did you want to come here today?
I've never seen a farm like this that is growing so much of their own fodder themselves and lowering their carbon footprint too. So it's a lot of take-home rest for us.
Well, that's it for today. I hope you all enjoyed your time. It was a pleasure hosting you all, and I hope you take away something big or small from what you've seen, and it encourages you to go to the organic group.
Yeah, that was the farm manager, Kevin O'Hanlon, finishing Hannah Quinn Mulligan's report there for Marie Pascal's farm down in the southeast. And she's, as you heard there, converting from conventional into organic dairy production.